podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RudeRooRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California. What am I forgetting? xrpradio.co.uk in Birmingham, United Kingdom, and right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania on buildthescene.com. This is episode number 582 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Rocky Lamondi from the Borstal Boys. What's up, Rocky?
How you doing? Good to see you again, Bill.
You as well. The Borstal Boys have a lot going on right now, so you're going to learn some things. You're going to see some things for the first time, maybe hear some things for the first time. So let's start off with ultimately why we scheduled the episode at this time of the year. You have a release coming up in about a week.
Yes, sir. September 10th at Excuses. And that's the release show, but we released a CD that same day and a video for Take the Wheel will come out the same day.
And how many tracks are on that new album?
12 tunes.
And let's start off with our name dropping. Where did you record that at?
Yeah, we recorded at the Vault. We record everything at the Vault. We were on the Vault's label. Bob McCutcheon from the Vault is kind enough to record our band all the time and let us be on his label. And it's a good label to be on. And I'm really proud of everything that we're doing over at the label and everything that he's doing pretty much, you know, so.
I know there were some collaborations that happened on the album as well. I know that I saw not only in pictures, but also in person, some horns on some songs. I saw some hip hop involved.
We put some horns on a couple tunes on this album, and Bob's son arranged all the horn parts for us. Did a fantastic job as well doing it. And we also had Gallo come over to the studio. He's a local rapper. He does a lot of stuff on TV for the NBA and things like that. But he does a fantastic job. And we just had one song that it really worked on, and he did a good job on it.
Yeah, Gallo is actually going to be a guest on Three Questions and a Song on September 15th, so not that long from now.
That's awesome, man. Gallo's a great dude and a very talented guy. And a hard-working musician around. He does a lot of stuff, you know. He's constantly moving, constantly working with other people, trying to collaborate on songs. And, you know, he really wants it, you know, and he enjoys what he does. So I enjoyed working with him.
I stood beside him at SOS at the metal show and didn't talk to him because I didn't know him.
At the metal show? What do you mean? What metal show?
Or not at the metal show. It was at Royal Honey's release. That's where it was.
Oh, yeah. Because we actually had the horns and Gallo came out. Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, he was standing next to me. And then I sent him a message about coming on the show. I was like, oh, by the way, you were standing right next to me during the show.
That's all right. You'll meet him eventually, right?
That's right. I kind of have a hip-hop thing going on Three Questions and a Song right now for the next couple episodes. The episode that released on the first is a guy known as Demo Demon, which is kind of sounds like metal, but it's hip hop. It's so cool.
Demo Demon.
Okay. He's from Brutal Business Entertainment is his label.
Okay.
And he is actually a writer at First Angel Media as well. So he's all over the place.
That's cool. Those guys, those ladies do a fantastic job over there at First Angel Media.
I'm actually, I don't know if you knew this, did you? I'm the vice president of First Angel Media.
And the CEO?
No, that's Jonna.
I knew you worked with them, yes.
Yeah, I tell Jonna and other people all the time that my job is to make sure the website stays running and to calm Jonna down. That's how I got my title.
And that's a great job, and you do a good job at that as well. So I guess that's a little leadway for us about the website. We just upgraded our website, and you're running our website now, which I really like. You've done a fantastic job at it, and everybody should go check it out at theborstalboys.com.
I am going to bring that up momentarily. Of course, I have Build the Scene up there first. Let me switch over. There it is.
There it is right there.
Borstalboys.com.
Some fine-looking fellas right there, right?
There's the album artwork and information about the CD release.
Yeah.
Some videos, some band news. Hey, there's the horn section.
There they go. Brett, Leo, and Liam.
In that order?
Brett, Leo, and Liam. Yes, in that order.
A funny thing about that picture, right after that, one of the trombone players knocked their music over, and I chased it across the room.
as we were playing?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
We
went with the two trombones because the trumpet guy wasn't available, so we did two trombones, and it was actually really cool sounding to me. I liked and Liam was playing the trumpets parts on trombone.
Oh, cool!
During that show, which it was pretty cool. It was a different sound, you know, as a horn section goes, you know.
So let's go back to this photo, and I absolutely love this photo.
Yes.
But I think, first of all, where is that taken at?
Jurgles. That's the cigar room at Jurgles.
So I think it has to be retaken, right?
It does have to be retaken because Dave Buzzard is we added another guitar player to our band. So I'm really happy to not just announce, I guess, tell everybody that Dave Buzzard is our second guitar player now in the Borstal Boys, and he's doing a fantastic job on the tunes. We're in the studio recording, and I know we're releasing this album on September 10th, but we have a whole nother album that's almost done, and Dave's putting guitar work on that right now, and we got some vocals that it should be out like December, but I think we might hold back till January or February. I leave those decisions up to Bob on when to release something. I don't know if it really matters because I don't know how many people are buying my stuff, but there's a plan to our madness, I guess.
Since I have the bio pulled up now because I went to show Dave's picture, why don't we talk about the other members in the band? Of course, this is you here playing bass.
That's me. Right next to me there on drums is Matt Ferrante. Everybody give a shout out to Matt. He's going through some medical problems right now, but actually he's feeling a lot better. And the word on the street is he might be at a rehearsal tonight with the Common Crown.
Nice.
And I think he was released by his doctor to do things now. So I think we're going to be seeing Matt back sooner than we thought. And that's great news. Really good news for me. Mark Ponsonby on vocals. Vinny Q on guitar, Joe Pileski on keys, and Dave Buzzard we just added for a second guitar player. Hopefully down the line we'll have a constant horn section, maybe a percussion guy. Anybody out there listening who wants to maybe do some percussion, some horn guys who want to play in a rock and roll band and not make a lot of money and enjoy music, want to give me a call.
Something else I want to throw out there since we were mentioning that I did the website on, you will find photos on there from multiple people. I know there's some photos from Emmy Suzanne.
Some pictures of us at the, Royal Honey release show.
Yes.
With the horn guys and stuff like that. That's where those pictures came from.
Yep. And some of them are from her. Some of them are from me that night.
Yes.
These ones on the bio page are actually mine. But if you go up here to photos, you'll see we have promo shots, live shots, studio shots, and there are mixtures of different photographers on those pages.
Yes.
Could have a minute to there we go. I know Emmy's in there. That's who I'm looking for. Gary. Yeah.
Perry. He does all the shots at Jurgles.
So
he does lots. A good job too. Also, you'll probably see photos in there from Josh from the Subalpine Club. He took some photos for us.
Also a First Angel Media person.
Yes. You guys seem to be taking over. I like it.
Promo shots. I believe Josh took the promo shots, right?
The last
the one. Newest ones.
Yeah, those ones, yeah.
This one right here. This is my favorite one. I love that shot.
It's the 3D thing going
yeah. on. So anyway, lots of new stuff on the website, including new musician and soon to be the new album. And right here we have the Bands in Town logo. So through Facebook or on the official website or through Bands in Town, you can find all the shows that Borstal Boys have coming up. You guys just played the Band Jam. It hasn't taken it off of here yet. How was that show? I've not ever been to one. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud.
It was our first time there. It was my first time there either going or playing. So it was my first time there. We hooked up with Bob in Utah for the SOS project, me and Eric. And those guys are just really cool guys, and their station plays a lot of local music. And you got to give a shout out to anybody who, especially they're in on a real radio station, you know what I mean, over the airwaves. And it's hard to get local music played, and they do it, and they fight for it. And but it was my first time playing that thing. It was hot as balls. I'm not allowed to say balls on here, but it was
hot. I think so.
It was so humid. It's a cool place, man. You're down in a bowl, though. Everybody kind of stayed up on the top. A couple people wandered down into the bowl. But very nice place to have a show, and those guys really they could put a show together. Everything ran real smooth. It's very nice. It's a nice event. I'll probably be going back, even if I don't play it again. I'll be going back to check out some other bands.
I know I have that video sitting down there, and I'm itching to play it, but I feel like maybe we should talk a little more about that CD release before we do the video.
Okay. But back to the Grassroots show.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I found a little turtle, a snapping turtle, and I brought him home, and his name is Grassy.
Nice.
So I kept him in a little box the whole night there, and he's upstairs, and gave him some grass. And anybody knows how to take care of a snapping turtle, please message me and tell me. I'm just giving him grass and lettuce and water. And anybody knows how to take care of a snapping turtle, let me know. But onto the album, it's 12 songs. It's called Crumbs. A couple meanings to it. One was Crumbs is we already released 5 of the songs on this album as singles over the last year and a half. We started this album over 2 years ago, and it seems like we've been putting it out in crumbs. So that's kind of the meaning there. And the other meaning of it is kind of what we get in this city in general, is we pretty much get crumbs. So that was the other meaning of it. That was the start of it. And it ended up being because we kind of dished it out one song at a time because of COVID and everything else like that. But so 5 of them have already been released as singles. And then the other 7 on the album came out. I guess we just couldn't wait to release one song. And then it was like, okay, let's do another one. Let's release another one. And then we kind of did it. But the whole album's together. But during that same time where we're releasing single songs and doing a whole album, I got another whole album done. So we put together, we have another 12 song album coming out probably in like 2-3 months, probably 4 months.
You also work at the Vault, correct?
Yes. They won't have me, or when they will have me, I guess you can say.
Are there any local musicians that you've done work for that you'd like to name drop? Or any musicians at all, for that matter? I don't want to limit you.
I've done a couple projects over there. I did John's band over there. We've done the SOS project was recently... That's all in the COVID. I've only done a couple projects over there, and it's things that I really want to work on. And there's a couple bands I've asked to do some projects that I'm still waiting to hear back from in the near future to do some work. I mean, I really dig producing. I think it's that's a passion of mine. So, you know.
Blue's saying hello there.
Yes, he is. He's not up on the bed looking at you anymore. He hears from outside.
It's been a while. Back when the Pennsylvania Rock Show was live from my living room, we used to have a dog named Bear who did two things really well. One was bark when he shouldn't, and the other was pressing the guitar pedals while the guitarists were playing.
There you go. It's always good to have a dog around, man. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to have a dog.
All right, so tell me about the song and video that we're about to debut.
Take the Wheel. This song, it's just a rock and roll song. This is the one we threw the horns on top of. I think it works well with the horns. It's about handing over, I guess, some control to the other person in your life. You know, giving up control and letting the other person take the wheel is kind of what the words are about. And Alexis from Alexis Art and Design, she did the video for us. And it was just, we try to go now for doing like little concept videos or something like that, because we've done like four or five where it's us playing, you know what I mean? Or us in the studio. So we did so many of them. Then that's why we did an animated video for Rust Belt. And then now this one is just Mark. And
his acting in this is very, very funny.
It's hilarious.
Like, it's perfect.
I love it. Yeah, we did 2 days, and the beginning and the end were an afterthought. I mean, it's pretty much the video is about Mark going to work and being an average or, you know, quirky guy, and then falling asleep and having a dream about having the hot girl and the beautiful place and the nice car, and then waking up to reality. Was the concept of the video, I guess.
I don't know how much this is going to help, but the song is written and copywritten by the Borstal Boys, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so hopefully... You
know, Jay is the girl in the video as well.
So hopefully when the Facebook police come across this video later, they'll realize that you are giving...
I wrote this song, so I think it should be okay, but they'll probably take it down anyhow.
Right, that's where I'm going.
Yes.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Rocky, you and I have to be quiet while we're on the screen so that people can hear.
Oh, okay, we can't talk while the video is being played?
No.
Okay, well, if you start hearing a dog bark, I have no control over that.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, ladies.
File, which means it's ASAP.
Oh my, it's a busy day.
This is the policy file, which means it's time.
I'll get right on it.
Took my hand. time for this.
That's me snickering at the end of it as well.
So is that Jen from Flying Scooter?
That's her offices.
Okay.
And those two girls that were in the video, they're in the office. The secretaries are, they work with those guys down there, Jennifer.
Cool.
So that's the Flying Scooter offices. And they were very kind to let us use their place to record those scenes as well. And Alexis did the video for us. I think it came out great. She does really nice work. She puts up with me, so.
She's also does some photography as well, correct?
Yes, she does.
And digital artwork, and she's
digital art and drawing. Yep.
And you can find her a lot of times when Dominic is playing.
Yes, yes, and Dominic is opening up the release show as well. Dominic Fusca.
Nice.
So. That's
DominicFusca.shop is his website address.
That's right. Shop. Go buy.
He is probably one of the best people at getting that his website out. I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Every he also looks good in blue. Lots of blue lights on him.
Yeah. He looks good in anything. You see, at 8 in the morning, if he's just like waking up for a coffee, I think he's dressed like that and ready to go, you know?
That guitar he plays, is that
he's back. Blue, say
hi. The guitar he plays, is that called a resonator?
Dominic plays. Dominic, yes, he plays a resonator, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with those, but they look really cool.
Cool looking guitar for sure, yeah. It has that sound, that swampy, you know, just swampy down rhythm and blue, rhythm and blues kind of sound to it, you know.
And he does that a little bit of slide on there, and
plays with the foot, you know, yeah. Keeps the rhythm going with the foot. His dad gave him a piece of wood.
Yeah, I've seen him play twice now, and I've enjoyed it both times. I'm gonna have to make sure I get out to see him more.
Yeah, man. You should come down to Excuses on the 10th. There's no excuse for you not to be there at Excuses.
I like how you did that.
No excuse at all.
So there. What's that?
I said, so I'll see you there.
Possibly.
Okay. I'll take that.
So I believe the plan is that you guys are going to have a sub drummer on that day. Is that correct? Possibly not.
Possibly not, man. Supposed to give the set list to Bobby tonight, and I actually have to give Bobby a call because Matt is actually rehearsing with his other band. He might actually be able to do the show. So I'm not going to know that answer until probably tomorrow. If Matt feels good, he'll do the show. We're not forcing him to, because his health is more important than the playing, you know. But he's ready to get back at it, and his doctor supposedly gave him the all good. And as long as he can go, man, he's probably going to go next week. But if not, Bobby Kunkel will be filling in. Bobby Kunkel plays in a band called Nomad.
North of the Mason-Dixon.
That's right. And fantastic drummer and a friend of mine since childhood. And he was actually my first drummer in my first band, Strutter.
Oh, wait, you had a band named after a Kiss song?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was probably 1985. We used to play the Foggy Bottom, the Decade on Tuesdays, you know, back when you worked your way up into a club instead of everybody playing on a Friday and Saturday. You used to play on Tuesday and Wednesday nights and work your way up to the weekend. But how things have changed.
Well, everything has changed.
I used to walk both ways uphill to school.
I feel like that's how it's been going this week.
Yeah, you've had a string of bad luck there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I told my boss today, I was like, look, tomorrow's going to be a better day. Everything's going to work. And she's like, I don't know if it's going to. I'm like, no, it's self-fulfilling prophecy. It's going to be a good day. I may have to take a Half Wheel song there tomorrow and play it. Play Good Day, the Grassy Award-winning song.
Yes. They won the Grassy, and I named my turtle Grassy that I found up at the Grassroots show. So I'm hoping little Grassy brings me luck next year. Maybe I can get we can win a Grassy from this album that we're releasing right now. Maybe how do we do the push to start for next year's Grassies?
I think you just did.
I did? Okay, there it is right there. Call Bob in Utah and tell him you want to hear 21 Grams over and over all year.
So we have quite a few people on live with us right now, but none of them are commenting in the chats except for Rocky.
Except for me. I'm talking there. Let me respond to myself.
So if you are watching live, you can actually interact with us. Yeah, see, there's Rocky answering himself. He says, what's up? Nothing, you. Where's everybody at? Anybody have any questions for Rocky? About the Borstal Boys, the upcoming CD release, the video we just debuted. Maybe you heard the song we're going to play in a couple minutes called Walking Away. You want to ask about it? And while you're all thinking about that, let's do that. Let's play.
You said that two people got off the thread.
You're not supposed to tell them that, give that information away.
I thought everybody could see it. No one could see it. Everybody could see it.
Nope, just you and I. Yeah. So what we're gonna do, I think we'll go ahead and play I'm gonna mess it up now. I just said the title. It's Walking Away, right?
Yeah, it's Walking Away.
And we'll play Good Day since I mentioned it by Half Wheel, and we will be right back.
Walking away. door. I'll be a fool if I stay in this. Like, who is you playing with? I'm tired of your old. Wow, why you shaking it? Wait, let me focus. Yeah, I know that you gorgeous. I'm sick of your games. Now you got me feeling nauseous. I checked all my sources. You was out of control. You was supposed to be homesick, but you out on the low. Now you out on your own. I feel sorry for who goes for you. Unappreciative, saying that I was too slow for you. Okay, fasten it up. Give me the feels like you having a rush. Let's keep it real. You ain't cashing your clutch. I know the dealing is actually enough. Packing it up, put the bag in the back of the truck. Jokers on you while I'm lapping it up. The deuce is what I have in the chuck, and that is what's up. Ha!
Hey, you just heard Good Day by Half Will. And right before that, you heard Walking Away by the Borstal Boys. With me tonight is Rocky and
Jill. Jill's right here.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hi, Jill. Joe is delivering beverages, I think.
Yes. Some Pepsi. Ah. Nothing like diabetes in a glass of sugar water.
I drink at least one Mountain Dew a day, at least. I think number two will be after two. Let me think this through. Yeah, and I had a Coke.
I can't tell you how many Pepsis I had today.
I went for like 3 years where I stopped drinking pop altogether.
And then good too, right?
It did. And then the pandemic started, and that was the end of that.
I hear you. I need to stop with the pop as well.
Okay, so we talked about borstalboys.com. We talked about the new video that you're releasing that we kind of snuck in there for people to see. We talked about Walking Away. We talked about the show September 10th, which is a week away from the first playing of this episode at Excuses. Excuses is, I feel like I know where that is. It's on
Southside.
Southside, thank you.
With Southside.
let's do some relative relative location. What is near Excuses? Sorry, I thought my daughter was around the corner. That's what she's learning in social studies.
it's on the side where the new side where they built everything up on the new side. It's by the hot metal bridge. It's on that side. Okay. It's right next to the Goodwill. It's close to the Goodwill, like a block away from the Goodwill.
So if the Steelers practice facilities in that area, right?
Yeah, it's on that side. Yeah,
got it. And that's also where Bobby C puts on that show that I now blanked on the name of.
Excusapalooza.
That's it. I can't believe I couldn't pull that out of my head when it's the name of the bar. It's
the name of the bar and Palooza. And that's a good thing that he does every year. He hasn't. He didn't do it last year.
Well, the pandemic kind of messed lots of things up last year.
And he didn't do it this year either, but next year he's going to go back to it. All the proceeds go to the women's shelter, so it's a good cause that he does every year.
I think he's on, what, like 4 or 5? I think it's...
I believe it would have been 5 last year. So I think whenever he starts back up, it'll be 5, I believe. I could be wrong, though.
So on your website, we had 2 show dates listed. Do you have any more coming up?
We have, like that, like I said, that all depends on Matt, because we had a show booked on October 16th at Peppers and that. I believe October 1st, we're supposed to play the Edgewood Winery.
That is really close to me.
Yeah, so we're booked for that, and I think we're going to be doing that with Matt. But I can't say yes for sure yet, because it all depends on how he feels and if he's going to be ready to play and things like that. So if he does the release show with us, then I think we're pretty much good, and I could start booking again and all that other stuff. I just kind of let it all go and cancel the shows that I didn't think, you know what I mean? I didn't want to leave anybody hanging any of the bars without a band or whatever. Not that that could possibly happen, because there's so many bands and they can always find someone, but it's just, I didn't want it to be last minute, you know? So I just erred on the side of caution, I guess, you know?
I think just within the last week, I've seen Matt resurge on Facebook, and he actually sent me some stuff to listen to. So I think he's itching to get out there.
Oh, he's been itching since the whole thing started. And the main thing was for him to get better, though, you know, and be healthy, you know. So it's I'm just happy that he's feeling better and you know, things are going to maybe get back to normal here soon.
Agreed. since we're talking about Matt, we kind of have to throw in some Rock for Life stuff, right?
Yes, Concert for Anna is coming up this weekend.
Correct. That's exactly where I was heading. I believe that's at JB's Roadhouse.
Yes. Yes.
Roadside.
Roadside. I always think it's Roadhouse myself, too.
I think it used to be Roadhouse, and they changed it.
Okay. Okay. It's a nice place. It's an outdoor venue, so if anybody's afraid of being indoors or whatever, that would be a nice place to go check out some bands for the weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, and I believe Concert for Anna is still part of Rock for Life, correct?
It is.
So that's one of the concerts that go, all the money goes to. Who's the recipient this year, Bill?
You know? I knew you were going to do that to me.
Threw you under the bus.
I know. It's Bella Grace is her name.
Okay. So every day, the Rock for Life thing, what is it, 22 years this year?
Yes.
Putting it on. And it's one of the things I really love about Matt and a lot of Matt's friends up there, that whole circle of guys playing the Common Crown, all those guys, they've done a lot of stuff for people, a lot of, you know, good hearts, and they want to help out. And I know you've been a part of that for years, and it's just nice, you know. It's nice to be around people who help and things like that. So I'm kind of proud of that, you know, even though it's not really me doing it. It's just nice to have friends that are doing things like that, you know.
I understand. I tell Matt all the time, I'm like, you know, everything. Like when you look back at the beginning of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, even I kind of walked backwards into it, didn't have a plan, didn't know that it was going to turn into what it is now. Yeah. And I didn't have music to play. And Matt showed up one week with a big grocery bag full of CDs and handed it to me and said, "Here, play this." So the beginning of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, the music came from a bag that Matt handed me.
There you go. See? He's always helping out.
That's right. So, you know, it's a lot. The beginnings of what I do are based a lot on who he knew because he was who I knew.
Yeah. I get you.
And so constantly giving him as much adulation as I can. You know, same thing as you. It's just... I have been doing the website and taking photos, and that's my small part. That's what I know how to do. I don't know how to play, so I can't go up on stage. So I do what I can to try and help.
Yeah, I mean, you do a great job at it, man. The website looks great that you did, man. Anybody out there, the band, want to get their website done? I mean, how many bands you do now, actually?
Oh,
I don't even know how you do that many bands like that.
I
do shows and everything.
I can't give you a number. I can give you an overall number, an estimate. I probably have about 60 websites online right now that I run.
Okay.
Out of that, probably 10 currently that are online are bands or band related. Okay. But I also have some in the works that I'm not going to completely give away, but I definitely have two record label websites that I'm working on right now.
Okay.
I have some bands that you and I have been in the same places with that have some things in the works with me. Okay. But I don't want to, until things are finalized, I don't want to throw out any names.
Yeah.
One of the record labels is out of North Carolina, though.
That's cool.
So, and one of them is very, very local.
Same people I think it is?
Ask me off the air.
Okay, I will.
Okay. So let's kind of wrap things up here. And I know it's going to be hard to answer because of the situation with Matt, but what is in the reasonable future for you guys? What do you have planned?
Well, the plan is we'll do this record release. I'd like to get it played on some radio stations and things. I'd like some people to hear it, actually. I'm really proud of this album. I think we put a really good album together. We're going to be working on the next album. It's probably what's in the future plans over the next 2-3 months. We'll finish this album, get it mixed. And like I said, it's probably going to be ready to go in December, but we might not release it till January, beginning of February. So in the next 4 or 5 months, you're going to get another album from us. You'll probably get a couple more videos. We're going to, once Matt's back in the, back on the throne, bringing Dave into the band is going to be a really nice thing. Just to practice his, it's been really nice, hearing a second guitar, and he's actually, he has some really good ideas, and he's a real melodic player, and, Vinny and him play well together, and I'm looking forward to doing shows and tightening that up, you know, as a band.
Dave was in 13 Saints, correct?
Yes, he still is. He plays this Friday, I believe, down at the Kohler Club with Royal Honey and Molecule Party, I believe. He's still in a couple bands. He's still going to be playing. I think the 13 Saints are still going to do shows here and there, you know. He plays in a couple other projects as well. So same with Matt. Matt's in, you know, 5, 6 bands. So
what day is it?
What day is it? It depends on what band he's in. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Right. I kind of hinted that I said he sent me something. It's a recording project. I'm not going to give that information away. I think one of them might have posted, but I don't want to be the one to ruin it if I didn't see it correctly. But yeah. Another band.
Another band.
Yes.
So he joined a band while he was laid up. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
he was laid up and he got into another band already.
They have a cover song recorded. So I'm thinking maybe it happened right before. Here's what we are going to do. We're going to play some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. You are going to hang out when the show ends on the station you're listening to. They support my show. Make sure you give them some support as well. Listen to the music that they have playing. And, you know, as always, get out and go watch some unsigned music. Go to the shows, purchase some merchandise, help support the bands. You know, they're struggling out there. They're trying to perform for you. They love what they're doing. Show them a little bit of respect and help them out. Rocky, I want to thank you for hanging out with me tonight.
Thank you, Bill, for having me, man.
You're welcome. And this has been episode number 582 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. You'll know that you are being transitioned into the regular rotation of the station you're on when you hear John the American Hill Jack Lane tell you how you can he will tell you how to subscribe and how to leave feedback for the show. And at that point, you'll be listening to songs that probably aren't from Pennsylvania, but check them out anyway. My name is Bill. Check us out each and every Friday, and I will catch you next time.
Peace.
Lie awake all the time in a city that never This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.